Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is urging the State Department to label Russia a state sponsor of terrorism. In an interview Thursday, Pelosi said the move was long overdue and that she had been advocating it for months. In the Senate, a resolution has been introduced calling on Secretary of State to designate Russia as a sponsor of terrorism. Officials from Russia, Ukraine, and the United Nations plan to sign a deal to resume exports of Ukrainian grain via the Black Sea on Friday. As the made-for-TV January 6 committee continues their mostly partisan investigation, without any credible cross-examination taking place, former Attorney General Bill Barr on Newsmax last night points out how partisan this spectacle is.
I think is a misuse of the process, and it sort of highlights the fact that it is a committee that's weighted in one direction.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
U.S. Representative Lee Zeldin, the Republican candidate for New York governor, was attacked by a man who apparently tried to stab him at an upstate event Thursday. But the Army Reserve Lieutenant Colonel Congressman managed to escape uninjured and continued his speech. Many political pundits agree in New York the race for governor will be between Democrat Kathy Hochul and Representative Lee Zeldin. A bacterial infection outbreak in the turtle world is affecting people.
A salmonella outbreak has been linked to small turtles. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, they have announced that so far 15 people have been sick across 11 states, with 5 requiring hospitalization. The CDC stated that many of these outbreaks have been reported from people purchasing turtles from online stores. They noted that it is illegal to sell turtles that small. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
James Webb Telescope astronomers have spotted what may be the 2 most distant galaxies ever seen hiding in early releases of NASA's newest space telescope. Astronomers are checking out the galaxy cluster called Abel 2744, which is so massive that its gravity is able to distort space around it and act as a gravitational magnifying glass, exposing images of far more distant galaxies behind it. As the mostly partisan January 6 made-for-TV show continued last night, speculation without any credible cross-examination continues to be politically motivated. Former Attorney General Bill Barr on Newsmax last night says January 6 is focusing on the wrong case to be made.
Well, my main problem is the idea that this is, the purpose of it is to develop a criminal case in Congress. I think if people want to view this as a potential crime and criminal activity, the place to investigate that is the Department of Justice through grand juries. Obviously, that's a secret process. We don't know how much is going on, but I don't think the Congress is the proper vehicle to develop a criminal case. I think they should focus more on the storyline. The constant talking heads talking about, from Congress, talking about whether this is a crime or that this is evidence of a crime, I think is a misuse of the process.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us for the ride. As always, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com for more information. What is it about the left? I mean, there's no sense of humor. I mean, they don't laugh. They're dark. They're desperate. You can't even... I don't even want to go to the bar and have a drink with them. I mean, they're just such a turnoff. I mean, about the only person on the left that I know of that laughs, well, actually, she cackles, is Kamala Harris. And I swear to God, I think she must be attached to some string. Somebody must pull the string, John Zemerick, and that's what gets us the cackle. What do you think?
Yeah, she is the mean lady from the DMV. And you pull the string, and she says, this window is closed. And you pull the string again, and she says, I'm going on break. And she pulls the string again and says, you have to go home and get me more documents.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but have you noticed, I mean, how many people on the left do you know of that you say, hey, let's go have a beer and have some fun time and joke and kid around? I mean, they're just so serious. I mean, talk about being wound so tight, interwoven into their ideology. It's they're a hot mess unto themselves. Go ahead.
Bill, I remember, you know, I go back and I watch reruns of 30 Rock, which was sort of nonpartisan. It made fun of everybody. And it had cameos by Republican congressmen. It had Tucker Carlson. Back when we could laugh, back when the left had some flexibility. Here's what I think happened. Barack Obama, when he ran for president, he presented himself almost literally as the second coming of Christ.
Yes.
I am hope. I am change. I am going to fundamentally transform America. And all the guilt-ridden white liberals of America, they accepted it. If you remember the song from Jesus Christ Superstar, they were singing, Obama, 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 Obama. And so it was a religious conversion for the left. They really thought he would be president for life, and they lived in a new country and a new world, a normal country, as he promised, to make us more like Belgium. When his term of office was over, and he couldn't be president for life, they thought competitive politics were over, that the country had been fundamentally transformed, and that nobody else, the right, the conservatives, didn't have the right to run anymore. We were not legitimate. We were a dead phase of the country that the country had gone through, and it had left it behind. So, of course, Hillary should just inherit the throne. And when Trump won instead, that was a trauma to them. That was like the members of some church where they were told the second coming would happen on June 7th, 1967. And then suddenly it's June 8th. It created a kind of a psychotic break. If you remember,
it really did.
People screaming at the sky, kids needing college students needing 2 weeks off and safe spaces. So I think it was the pseudo messianic fake redemptive campaigning of Barack Obama that convinced the left that they had won forever. that they had won a permanent referendum of control of the country, and it was now morally illegitimate for anyone to oppose them. And I think they're still in that place.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, Michelle Obama kind of set the boundary. She was at one point never more proud. The first time she was ever proud of the country was when her husband was elected president. And, of course, then when he was out of office, it was the worst day of her entire existence, so to speak.
I'll tell you, Bill, I did a column at stream.org. The first time I was really fully proud of America was when Roe v. Wade was overturned. I remember at age eight, my mother telling me about Roe v. Wade, that the Supreme, she said, you know, a baby lives in its mother's tummy? I said, yeah. She said, well, now, if the mother wants, a doctor can kill it and take it out. And I said, but that's not legal. And she said, it is now. I could never wrap my head around that. And as I saw the left try again and again to claim that it's in our Constitution, our founding documents, our DNA as a country, that we can kill our babies. It's always been hard for me to reconcile, to be fully patriotic for a country if that's really in its Constitution. The thing is, it never was. With the Dobbs decision, a historical lie has been corrected. Just a total falsehood, like saying that the Chinese bombed Pearl Harbor. It makes as much sense to say that as it does to say that the founding fathers wanted women to be able to kill their children for sexual convenience. It was never true. And you'll notice the left is not even defending it. Nobody on the left is saying Roe v. Wade was correctly decided. Here are the reasons. No one's saying
exactly.
ACB Planned Parenthood was correctly decided. Here are the constitutional arguments. They're not making the arguments. We're at the point in our national exorcism where the demon stops doing clever arguments with the exorcist, and he just tries to strangle the priest and starts spewing vomit around the room. That's where the left is now. They're a demon that is manifesting, and the country is being tossed around by this demon, this Moloch of child sacrifice.
John, more than you know, I'll tell you, I may be a little bit out of the embargo area, but I will only because you brought this up. And this ties in so brilliantly with a new book that Jonathan Cahn, the Messianic rabbi out of New York, is going to be releasing here in short order called The Rise of the Gods. To your exact point, there has been an unleashing of these gods that heretofore have been locked down, and they're coming out in incredible numbers. And the manifestation of these gods, when you get exposed to Jonathan's book, in fact, we're going to have the privilege to interview him next week, and I've read the manuscript. It is powerful. It's earth shattering to think that the gods that have been locked up have now been given a portal and entrance. And of course, we've seen this. You and I we've talked about this, but Jonathan brings this all together and he connects the dots of what we are seeing. It is absolute madness to your point.
Yeah. I did a piece at stream.org called The Demonic Origins of Planned Parenthood. And in part one, I talk about the Nazi-style eugenics that motivated Margaret Sanger. But part two, I go deeper. It turns out Margaret Sanger was deeply involved in the occult. Mm. And she believed that if women are allowed to pick whether or not to give birth to their children, if they're allowed to sacrifice unwanted children, that sacrifice gives them power. And it gives women the power to channel spirits and transform the children they do give birth to into a race of gods, and we will live in an earthly paradise. I know this sounds crazy, but it's all written in Margaret Sanger's books. She actually said that if women have total sexual freedom, and that means aborting children if they don't want them, we will become a race of gods and have heaven on earth and never need falsehoods like Christianity or the kingdom of heaven or the afterlife, because we will be dwelling in an earthly paradise. This kind of bizarre 19th century spiritualist occult gibberish was behind the pro-abortion movement all along. And it's finally being manifested, and now the Temple of Satan is one of the leading pro-choice organizations. It is saying abortion is a religious ritual which they want protected under the First Amendment. What we have to realize is it has been all along. It is a sacrifice to the same demons that the Canaanites would sacrifice.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. John Zemarek after this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Dr. John Zemarek, the senior editor at Stream.org, continues. As John was saying before we went to break, it was such a horrific situation that even God, in chastising the children of Israel, his chosen race, his chosen people, he said, who told you that you should, you know, sacrifice your babies? Who came up with that idea? I never did I suggest that you should sacrifice your children to me. What were you thinking? My interpretation. Go ahead.
You know what's really interesting? The Aztecs. Mm-hmm. The Aztecs in Mexico were practicing human sacrifice when the conquistadors arrived. But they were doing it, that was very different from what was happening in Canaan and in the city of Carthage. Mm-hmm. The Aztecs believed that if they didn't do human sacrifices, their gods would die and the universe would be destroyed. So wicked as their human sacrifice was, they thought they were doing it out of desperate necessity. But in the Canaanite religion, which the prophets denounced and which took root in the city of Carthage, and G.K. Chesterton writes about this brilliantly in his book, The Everlasting Man, the Canaanite religion, they would sacrifice their children for good luck, for prosperity, for personal advancement. In other words, for all the reasons that women are shouting their abortions. I aborted my baby so I could become an actress. I aborted my baby so I could go to law school. Sacrificing your children for material gain, for short-term financial benefit and career advancement. That's where we were before the overturning of Roe, and that's where we still are in any blue state that still pretends that there's a right to abortion.
You know, I saw some video that was very disturbing, John, the other day, of a young woman just jumping up and down and shouting, yes, we kill our babies, we'll keep killing our babies. I mean, you know, this declaration, you know, there's no repentance, no understanding whatsoever, and heaven help them, because that needs to be reconciled. But this is what happens when we've gone mad. And this is absolute madness, all in the name of the confusion and the big lie of right versus choice. There's one thing to have choice. God has given us choice, but there's only certain things that are right. And those things that are right are things that come from God that are righteous, like our inalienable rights. These are God-given. And what has been convoluted here by the left and by these pro-abortionists is this idea that a right is a choice. It's not. It's one or the other. And they have crossed the line and have convinced people that somehow their choice is their right. No, because the rights come from God. You're going to tell me that somewhere God said it's okay to kill your baby? That you have a right to do that? There's no way.
Why is your life sacred? If you're screaming that you kill babies because you don't think life is sacred, why should I pretend that your life is sacred? You've just said you believe we live in a Darwinian dog-eat-dog world where nothing is sacred and the powerful can do whatever they want. So if you're an adult, you have power over a child, you can kill the child. Well, I'm an adult who has an AR-15. Should I exercise that power over you? What argument are you giving me as to why your rights are sacred or why things like racism are wrong? The only reason America turned against Jim Crow and segregation was because the black church convinced the rest of us that this was unchristian, that we were treating our black brothers and sisters as less than full human beings, and that they had the dignity and the image of God. Take that away, and you're right back with the Nazis and with the communists, where human life is expendable. Mm-hmm. Human life is something that might just have to fall by the wayside for the sake of the greater good.
Well, John, I want to address, let's shift gears a little bit, your recent commentary at stream.org. You know, your announcement, you're a happy warrior. I mean, I love this.
I wrote a humor column called The Stupidest Moments in the History of the World this week, because I'm sure next week we'll have even stupider ones. So I highlight.
Keep coming.
I highlight Joe Biden visiting the Palestinian Authority, and they have this band, and it plays the Star Spangled Banner so badly that you think they're making fun of us. But actually, I did research. This band is always that bad. They're just sad. There's something very sad about the plight of the Palestinians, that they've tied themselves to this Israel-hating ideology so that they live in squalor and poverty when they could be living prosperously as citizens of Israel, as millions of Arabs do. But
right.
Those who are devoted either to the religious fanaticism of Hamas or the secular Arab fanaticism of the PLO, they're in a terrible little third world country inside what is otherwise a rich and prosperous country.
Amazing, huh?
And then The next moment is when Joe Biden goes to visit a monastery full of Palestinian Christians, and what do they sing but John Lennon's song, Imagine, which is all about abolishing religion and abolishing countries.
Right.
It is just the stupidest thing I've ever seen. It's extraordinary. I'm taking a grim, dark glee in how terrible things are, because it's the only way I can get through writing about the news 5 days a week.
Well, and I love that you brought the old term Schadenfreude back. I mean, It is. It's Schadenfreude. I mean, you know, tell our audience. I mean, because
Schadenfreude. Schadenfreude is a German word. It has to be a German word. Mm. Well, you take a dark, humorous glee in how terrible things are. And that is the only way you can get through the country being run by the secret committee formerly known as Joe Biden. The only way you can deal with Kamala Harris going up on TV and talking in circles in this nonsensical jib-jab like a really condescending kindergarten teacher, or Pete Buttigieg telling people they need to suffer and pay $8 a gallon for gas until they learn their lesson and buy electric cars. The same guy is not going to close the bathhouses to stop spreading monkeypox, where gay men have sex with dozens of strangers and are spreading a pandemic disease. No, they don't have to sacrifice.
No.
They don't have to suffer. But we all have to suffer for the so-called climate crisis, which they haven't proven, and it's just a pretext. The climate crisis is just a pretext for a globalist power grab by a small group of billionaires and their friends in the government to gain absolute control over us. They're buying up farmland. They're closing down farms in the Netherlands. They were causing starvation in Sri Lanka to the point that the people overthrew the government. We are seeing a coup d'etat by a globalist cabal that basically they want to remake the whole of the West to be more like Mexico or Brazil, where all the wealth, all the power, and all the political rights are in the hands of the 1% inside their hacienda up on the hill. And the rest of us are living
with breakfast tacos, by the way. Plenty of breakfast tacos there. Yeah.
That's right. And the rest of us are living out in the favelas, in the slums, with no political rights, no protection from crime. I mean, look at cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles. The elite live like Renaissance princes in these extraordinary palaces. And the streets are full of human feces, crazy, deranged beggars on drugs, needles and crack vials everywhere. People aren't allowed to have guns to protect themselves. But, you know, Mark Zuckerberg's fine because he's got a private security detail. Michael Bloomberg, you know, he's got a team of ex-Army SEALs. The government, everyone in the government is safe. And if you challenge the government, well, look what they did to the January 6th protesters. They showed up and did a peaceful protest. They're being held in solitary confinement. I mean, this is what Latin American dictators used to do in the 50s and 60s. And that's how the left is trying to rule in America today.
Something has to give, John. We got 30 seconds left. We the people have got to come back in a strong, definitive way to take our country back, don't you say?
Absolutely. We have to prove election fraud, prevent election fraud from repeating itself, and stop them from taking our guns. They take our guns, it's all over. The game is over. We just surrender because we have no way to fight back.
Dr. John Samarick, senior editor at Stream.org. Thank you, John. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
You too.
This effort is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is making it easy for all families to access healthy, delicious, and more affordable groceries all summer long and beyond. SNAP recipients can register their EBT card on Amazon to order groceries online for delivery and access shelf-stable pantry items like snacks, breakfast foods, grains, and more. From macaroni for pasta salads at backyard barbecues to bottled water to keep you hydrated and backpack-friendly snacks for long days at summer camp, Amazon has all the essentials to start your summer off right. Customers who add their SNAP EBT card on Amazon will also receive budget-saving offers and EBT discounts on beloved products. Plus, SNAP recipients can now check their EBT balance on Amazon.com. No matter what your summer schedule has in store, Amazon has you covered with convenient delivery options. Eligible orders are delivered right to your door with no membership required. For more information, to register your benefits, and to start saving today, visit Amazon.com/SNAP.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is urging the State Department to label Russia a state sponsor of terrorism. In an interview Thursday, Pelosi said the move was long overdue and that she had been advocating it for months. In the Senate, a resolution has been introduced calling on Secretary of State to designate Russia as a sponsor of terrorism. Officials from Russia, Ukraine, and the United Nations plan to sign a deal to resume exports of Ukrainian grain via the Black Sea on Friday. As the made-for-TV January 6 committee continues their mostly partisan investigation, without any credible cross-examination taking place, former Attorney General Bill Barr on Newsmax last night points out how partisan this spectacle is.
I think it's a misuse of the process, and it sort of highlights the fact that It is a committee that's weighted in one direction.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America, Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and the battle for truth continues, and even more so as the majority of the country agrees that we are on the wrong track. I think that's a good sign. 9 out of 10, we're starting to see reality through the same lens, so to speak, and that is hopeful, because maybe we can have a dialogue, a needed dialogue, that gets us out of the morass of narrative, anonymous reporting, and lies. I mean, we have been pummeled with lies, and we can't begin to get on the other side of all this, ladies and gentlemen, unless we get rid of that 800,000-pound gorilla that remains in the room. Well, the author of Dangerous God, A Defense of Transcendent Truth, is back with us. He's an attorney and award-winning author. Albert Norton Jr. joins us. Albert, how are you? Good to have you back, sir.
I'm doing great. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, as I was, you know, considering and thinking about, you know, this issue of truth, and more we're seeing on television this January 6th committee hearing, I'm thinking, wait a minute, how do we get to truth when we are being bombarded with something less than truth, and especially from people who should be carriers of the truth? They have a higher responsibility to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. But unfortunately, our politics and our leadership has become so compromised and diluted, I'm not sure they could tell you what the truth it really is.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I was listening this morning on NPR coming in, and I was listening to parts of the J6 hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of what you think about the election, whether it was stolen, whether or not this is all partisan politics and all that, what really struck me about it is the show trial nature of the thing. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is, you know, you're watching this, and what's going on? What's going on is something you just mentioned a minute ago, which is narrative. Mm-hmm. It's so clear that what's being built here is a narrative. And you just want to say, you know, yell at your TV screen or your radio and say, look, you're developing this story for all of us to consume and agree with. So, so underlying facts, facts are facts, facts correspond to reality is what I would say. But narrative, I think, can actually take the place of objective facts, and it becomes the new set of facts. It doesn't even matter whether or not it relates to objective facts or not. The story controls. That, I think, is what's going on, and it's not a phenomenon that's unique to right now at this moment in history. It's something that's been coming on now for a few decades, and we can look at the history of thought, the history of philosophy, how it gets deployed out in society, and see exactly where this is coming from. We can trace it back to individual thinkers. And so what's going on at this weird moment in history is not so anomalous at all if we understand it in its context.
Exactly. It's been a slow and progressive creep, no doubt about it. But there was something about Donald Trump coming into office that served as a lightning rod that brought all this together. I mean, Donald Trump, according to MRC, the reporting of his administration was 90% negative. I mean, that's not by accident. That is by design. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats put on a resistance. They subjected the President of the United States and we the people to two incredible impeachment trials that were ill-founded, and they knew it from the get-go, but they wanted to do bodily harm, not only to Donald Trump, but anybody who thought like Donald Trump. And, you know, and the thing that, you know, speaking of the committee meeting, Liz Cheney had an interesting closing statement. And, of course, she's the committee's vice chair. She noted that most of the case that was presented last night against Trump was made by Republicans. She ridiculed the notion that the committee's findings would be much different if Republicans other than she and Representative Kinzinger were members. And I love this quote. She says, do you really think that Bill Barr is such a delicate flower that he would wilt under cross-examination? Liz, that's the whole point. There's no cross-examination. There's no wilting. I mean, you know, come on. That's a false statement at best on its face, because whether we want to wilt or not wilt, and then, you know, here they are. They're doing the countdown, 88 minutes and that sort of thing. But they're not doing the countdown of days and hours that Donald Trump had warned them and said, you need to have the National Guard come on scene. All that is ignored. All that is focused on is this one sliver of history in order to fit into their narrative, right?
Yeah, you know, you said that's an interesting point, that Donald Trump comes along at this moment in history and he's sort of a lightning rod for both sides. My view of it is, regardless of what you think about Donald Trump, clearly lots of people in our society think that he's some threat to democracy, and lots of other people think, no, he's the disruptive element that we need to save our democracy. That's the two sides of the debate. On the question of truth, which is my particular lens through which I look at all this, the issue is that we're now going to formulate what's true based on the social narrative, and that's getting away from whether it's objectively true or not. That's why the
I sure hope not, but you're right, it threatens that.
Well, that's the direction that's going, and it's maybe at this point, and again, I say regardless of whether you actually like Trump or think that he's good for the country or any of that, the way all this is being dealt with, because the way it's polarizing us, and I'm not necessarily saying it's bad to be polarized, but we're polarized on the basis of how we think truth is formulated. I actually think that it's a much bigger issue than the political question of the day.
Well, at the end of the day, truth matters, and it's self-evident. There's the fruit of truth. I mean, look what happened when you got a true chief executive officer in the White House. The government started to operate with some sort of semblance of efficiency, but it also exposed the inefficient level of the government, things that the taxpayer has known for a long time and gets frustrated over time and time again, to the point of $33 trillion worth of frustration and inefficiency that continues. But you have somebody here trying to make a difference, and guess what? The bottom line, just like what happened in the second impeachment hearing,
which to me was more like an HR function. You had a bunch of spoiled brats who, instead of following their commander-in-chief, didn't like it because the commander-in-chief moved their cheese to be more efficient, and they weren't happy with that. It was actually, you know, and especially in some cases where you had military officers. I mean, that in of itself, according to the military justice system, is treasonous. But somehow, because it was Donald Trump, it was acceptable behavior, and they were protected in as much because it served a narrative that supported the establishment of the Beltway. And this is the big disturbance in the force that drew, that really drove the deep state absolutely bonkers. And that is that somebody had come into town, pulled back the veil, and was exposing them for, you know, the corrupt individuals, self-serving individuals that they are. And they were none too happy about this because they were merrily rolling along to an endgame agenda here of a one-world government. And Donald Trump and his nationalistic approach and cheerleading for America First was a big inhibitor to that dream.
Yeah, well, I think this is part of a larger thing. I mean, my instinct always to zoom out and say, what in the world's going on? It's not just this event of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right about all of that, but you know, we're moving towards what's happening, how truth, the very concept of truth becomes a casualty in individualistic Western society, and particularly the United States in the last few decades, is a movement towards a presumption of collectivism. And if you start looking at what the word democracy means, everybody's going on about, oh, we got to save our democracy. Well, what do you mean by democracy? And it turns out there are competing views out there. Mm-hmm. What I always thought of democracy is kind of a system of governance and so on. Turns out that it means a kind of baseline collectivism in which the red state, the deep state, can actually flourish.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the minds of people like those you just described, what they're doing is justified because they actually are saving democracy in the form of a collectivist view about how we're going to understand really everything.
Yeah, but even at the end of that, Albert, you've got to still look at what is the end game of that collectivist view. And they're not there. They're still in the realm of the theoretical. That's what is a challenge to me. And we'll talk more about that. So I appreciate you being with us. We got more from Albert Norton. Stay with us.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
But the Lord's the truth, tells me a different story. The Lord's the truth, says do not be afraid. And the Lord's the truth, says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth.
Alvin Norton, that is the crossroads that we're at right now, is that what voice are we going to listen to? Are we going to listen to the voice of narrative? Are we going to reconnect, or even if you haven't connected before, connect with that voice of truth? Because the big lie that's come out of the modern era is that, when I was in college, that was the beginning of when I heard that, you know, truth was relative. And even when I heard that, I thought, wow, that sounds a little slippery to me. I mean, little did I know where we would be yet all these decades later in embracing a relative idea of truth. I mean, to the point, like what you and I talked about, you had said, I believe it was you that said to me, you said, Bill, truth is no longer a defense. And I thought about it. I said, wow, you know, exactly. And I said, you know, and I said, the other part of the coin is that the opposite side of it is the truth has become an offense. People are offended by the truth. I mean, this is where we are. This is the condition of the 21st century America in which we live in today, isn't it?
Sure, because as soon as you say something is simply absolutely true, you're rejecting not just the fact or the theory that's under discussion, but the whole concept that truth is just objective. It's out there. It is what it is, regardless of what I happen to feel about it. And that's the battleground. In fact, you know, I keep hearing this phrase more and more now about how we're in a post-truth world. Mm-hmm. And okay, but that, like so many other phrases and words, get tossed around in political discourse.
Right.
What does it mean? Well, what mm-hmm. it means different things to different people. So on the left, you're going to hear it's a post-truth world because they're saying, well, people can just lie and say whatever they want to. Mm-hmm. I think it means something. I agree that it's a post-truth world in a sense, unfortunately, but I think it means something totally different. That is that truth as a touchstone for how we navigate reality is the thing that's being rejected. And we have
right.
to get back to that. And the thing is, truth actually is objective. It is real. And so we're not changing reality. We're just changing our perception of it.
Exactly.
We're going to call yeah. truth whatever gets us to the next milestone we want in the political or cultural discourse. that's what it really means to be in a post-truth world.
Yeah, and the post-truth world they're talking about is small t. It's not capital T, in a sense, right, because it accommodates their own perspective. And that is, you know, in a sense, those are words of grooming. Those are words of propaganda that condition us to believe that it's okay. It's just a slight deviation. I mean, this is what Satan is known for. I mean, he's the liar of liars. I mean, he takes a little bit of the truth and he bends it. He just bends it enough, right? Go ahead.
There's a book about this, and it's right there in the first chapters of Genesis, and you mm-hmm. see it over and over again. You see it in the serpent in the garden. Read that carefully. You know, some of what he's saying is true. Some of it's kind of half true, and the main thing is a major omission. That's what's going on, and that's what's happening in the culture around us. Mm-hmm. I would say this is what the whole Tower of Babel story is. I think that's a story telling us how things are, not how things ought to be, or it's not mm-hmm. a warning. It's telling us how things are. And what happens is that we build our own towers. We build our own thing.
Exactly.
It falls, it crumbles, people are dispersed, and what's happening? It's about language. Everybody's talking past each other, and nobody understands a word the other is saying. Not metaphorically, we're all speaking different languages, but kind of literally, too, and that's what's going on now. I mean, I just used the example of post-truth as a phrase, mm-hmm. but you could apply that to so many different things, like the word democracy. In fact, about the word truth itself, it has right. different meanings for different people in the public discourse.
But the bottom line of all this at the end of the day, Albert, as we continue to search the truth, no matter where it leads, there is that capital T truth, and that comes from God himself. I mean, it's kind of like this big lie that we've gone through that has resulted in the murder of over 63 million babies, this whole abortion issue. And 63 million is such a rough estimate to begin with. And then they're not even talking. They tell us, well, we got another 40% of that number. We need to consider in America because of the mail order abortion pills that are being sent across straight lines, which is, you know, horrific on its face. And I was talking with a friend of mine, and what came to mind here, because I've been struggling with this, you know, because the women, oh, it's my right, you know, it's a right there, and you know we're constitutionally given the right. Well, we're not. That's a lie on its face. But the deal was is that again they confuse right with choice. You can make a choice. We're free will agents to choose whatever it is that we want to choose. We can choose God. We can choose death. We can choose life. That is God given. That option that we have. But it is not a right. A right is something that comes from God, which is righteous. I mean, you're going to tell me that God is going to give you the right to kill your children? God is going to give you a right to harm people? Absolutely not. I mean, it's clear that there are laws that we want to forget, like in the simplicity of the Ten Commandments. I mean, it clearly states you have a choice. You can choose to follow the Ten Commandments or not, but that's not a right.
You know,
does that make sense?
It does make sense. And my reaction to that is it's unfortunate, but it's almost quaint to talk about the Constitution and the preservation of pre-political rights and the limited role of government to accomplish that function. Everything's a right now, and the law, including the Constitution, but all of the law that descends from that, our whole common law system, is not really founded on rights. It's founded on duties, and we're supposed to have freedom so that we can fulfill our duties to make life better for ourselves and for other people. That's what it's all about. So going around screaming about my body, my choice, or whatever it is, you're just trying to you're doing it loud so that the narrative seems like a big capital N narrative. And so that's going to take the place of truth. And arguing about what's really true underneath the narrative is just noise. You know, it doesn't mean anything
right.
anymore.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, I mean, Tower of Babel, no Tower of Babel, there is God. Because as you referenced, you know, the opening salvos, I might say, to man and to Satan in the book of Genesis is in the beginning God.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, think about that. That is foundational. Even the founding fathers said we have certain inalienable rights bestowed upon us by the Creator. Not by the creation, but by the Creator. And that is the basis. That is the foundation to all these other, you know, benefits that are drawn. You compromise the foundation, then everything else falls apart and you open the door to chaos. And here we are in the 21st century. We are chaotic.
Yeah, and it has to be that way. You know, we're chaotic because we're kicking against the goads. We're trying to deny
yes.
the reality that is. So all of what you know, Genesis, regardless of what your religious background is, these are, archetypal stories that, are, I would say literally true, but certainly metaphorically true. They're telling us things about human nature and about the nature of truth. And about the transcendent nature of that truth, or I should say the transcendent source of that truth. And that's what we need to go back to try to figure out what's going on really around us right now.
Well, if you pause for just a moment, you know, the Bible always has this moment. I love that. Selah, you know, where something profound has happened and just been said. And you have that Selah, that little, you know, little single word. So powerful word is that a caution, a road mark to say, stop and consider. And here we are, I think, as a people, we need to embrace a Selah moment and pause and consider the fruit of the choices and where we are right now. Let's go back to that conversation that God had with Cain. Look at, if you do right, will it not go well for you?
Right.
That echoes through the millennia, as far as I'm concerned, Albert. I mean, that says it all. And if you go back and you say, okay, when I was doing right, how did it go for me? When I'm not doing right, how did it go for me? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a great reference back to Cain and Abel. I mean, here's Cain. He thinks he's the one that's being oppressed. And so he rises up in resentment. Well, why? Well, because he doesn't like how things are going for him as compared to his brother. And so he begins to make up a story in his own mind about how he's being oppressed. And he rises up in anger. And I think that's a great story because, mainly because it's right there in the first few chapters, I think chapter 4 of Genesis, it's again telling us how things actually are. And it's sort of like a warning to us.
Right.
Look, this is the way human beings are formulated. Don't fall
exactly.
into that.
It is the human condition, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. So be on our guard about it. And we're not. We're letting our guard down.
And I hope those that are listening understand that, look, at if you're not hearing compassion here, I hope that somehow compassion can come through. This isn't about indictment. All this is warning. Yeah, Albert and I are on, we're watchmen on the wall. We're seeing this happening to our culture, to our country, to our world. And we have to be the ones to speak out, to say, warning, danger. If not, then we're responsible. We're derelict of duty and what God has called us to do. And again, the challenge here in the midst of the narrative and the propaganda that we're being thrown under here, we need to resist it and pursue the truth. Find that truth that will truly liberate you, because that's why Jesus came to begin with, you know, but for liberty. Albert Norton, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.